Thank you for checking out our New Beginning podcast. This is a place where it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, a place where you belong, a place where you can grow, a church family that is waiting to embrace you, a community of people reaching out to impact our community. This is New Beginnings. And now, Pastor Jonathan Miller.
Hey, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings right here on your TV in Tulsa. Do you hear the people? I got a great studio audience. They are absolutely on fire for Jesus and ready for what God is going to do today. What a day. What a program this is going to be. And I'm so glad that you took some time to join us. I'm Pastor Jonathan Miller, the senior pastor of this great church, this great group of people, New Beginnings Church. And I'm also your host for our program, New Beginnings. And I know many of you that are watching today, you watch New Beginnings all the time. You never miss a program and you tune in as often as you can. And I want to thank those of you for your faithful viewership, your partnership, your love, and your support. We value you and consider you to be a part of our church and a part of our family. So we thank God for you. And if you just happen to tune in and you're going around channels, maybe you've never watched the program before, maybe it's your second, third, or fourth time, I want to encourage you to stick around because we have a special guest today that I know is going to bless you and encourage you. And I want to encourage you to watch New Beginnings as often as you can. Every week I'm talking to you about Jesus. I'm trying my best to encourage you in your faith. I'm looking forward to connecting with you and getting to know you a little bit better. And I do want to take a moment to say a big thank you to Matt and Lori Crouch. I'm thankful for the vision that God's placed in their heart for TBN Tulsa, and I'm thankful that God's given us an opportunity to be a part of it. Do I have anybody that's thankful for this wonderful ministry opportunity? And as always, I encourage you to pray for Matt and Lori in whatever way God puts on your heart, whatever capacity he gives you in your heart. Let's continue to support this worldwide ministry that for so many years has faithfully and for many years to come will faithfully reach the world for Jesus. Now, here on New Beginnings, I love the fact that we usually share with you our worship experience, the preaching of the word, the worship, the service itself. But I love days like today when we can have a special guest, a man, a woman that God has used using to shake different parts of America or shake different parts of our world. And we have such a guest with us today. This evangelist is literally being used of God to shake Pakistan. Did y'all hear what I said? Pakistan. Hundreds of thousands of people are coming to the Crusades. People are giving their lives to Jesus. This evangelist is a true, authentic spiritual son to what I believe is one of the greatest evangelists in the history of the church, evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. The guy knows a little something about winning souls. And it seems like him and Billy Graham over the years have been in some kind of a race to see how many people they can get to heaven. But between the two of them, let's just say there's a lot of folks there and a lot of more folks that are on their way there. Amen. And this evangelist has been sent out under the instruction, under the authority of Evangelist Bonnke, to be one of the few that are carrying on the great work of evangelism. And he's doing just that. He's going to talk to us today about some of the testimonies and praise reports from these crusades in Pakistan. But he's also going to share a word with us in regards to what he's sensing that God is doing in and through the body of Christ today. Can we put our hands together and give a warm New Beginnings welcome to our friend, Evangelist Chris Mickelson. God bless you, man.
God bless you. Good to be here.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
And thanks for taking time to stop by and be with us.
It's an honor to be with you.
Man, I appreciate that. And we've been knowing each other for a few years,
yeah,
and kind of watching what one another are doing from a distance. And God's been able to bring us a little bit closer. And we are eager to hear some of these testimonies and praise reports about Pakistan.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you think about Pakistan, normally you don't associate a place like that with massive evangelism,
yeah,
and church growth and church planting. So we want to hear about that. But first, kind of lay the foundation. How did you get to be doing what you're doing today?
Yeah.
Talk to us about your relationship with Evangelist Bonnke and how that's positioned you for where you are today.
You know, it really goes back to my salvation experience, because I wouldn't be doing what we're doing now unless Jesus hadn't saved me 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I was a drug addict, drug dealer, living wild, crazy lifestyle. I was not serving Jesus. I knew all about Jesus, but I was running from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stuck in my sin, loving my sin, and Jesus encounters. I had an encounter with Jesus.
He said he loved his sin.
I did. Hey, you know, when you're in the sin, you love sin.
You might as well love it.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Jesus came in and radically shook me. My wife, Amanda, we were dating at the time. She wasn't saved either. And God radically saved us 12 years ago out of this lifestyle of drugs and alcohol and the party scene. And Jesus set us free. He put us on a course where we were hungry.
Yeah.
We wanted God. You know, it was like I went all in after the devil, you know? And so when I got saved, it was like, I'm all in for Jesus, man. I want to give him everything. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
And so we started pursuing God, reading the Bible, going to church. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many altar calls I responded to. I mean, if there was an altar call, we were in it. You know, you could have had an altar call for women and I was there. I just wanted Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And so God just did a great work in our life in those first couple of years of just pursuing him. And then God put me on course to go to Bible college at Christ for the Nations Institute, CFNI, in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And it was there that God called me to be an evangelist.
Yeah.
I started doing street evangelism, going around, talking to people, laying hands on the sick. We started seeing people get saved, healed,
just on
literally
the streets,
casting out demons on the street corner. I mean, God was just doing incredible things. And it was in that moment that I got this hunger and this passion for evangelism. And while we were doing that, in Bible school, our first semester, Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke came to Dallas to do a conference.
Okay.
And a friend of mine invited me to come to this conference. I'd never heard of him. I was like a brand new Christian, never heard of Reinhard Bonnke. And we go to the conference, and Reinhard Bonnke's successor, Daniel Kalenda, was preaching at that conference. And so while we were watching Daniel preach, my friend leaned over to me and he said, "Chris, one day you're going to work for Daniel Kalenda." And I said, that's never going to happen. I'm a nobody. I'm from central Minnesota. Grew up on a dairy farm. Nobody knows me. They're like millions of people follow their ministry. Who am I to ever work for him?
Yeah.
And he was like, "No, I believe it's a word from the Lord. One day you're going to work for Daniel Kalenda and Reinhard Bonnke." And so I tucked it away in my heart. And after that conference, I was driving home in my car from work one night, and I was just praying. And I said, "Oh God, would you call me to do crusades like you did with Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and Daniel Kalenda? Would you call me to do that? I'll go anywhere. I'll do whatever you want me to do. But I've got this passion to see nations shaken with the gospel. If you'll call me, I'll go." Never. And I said, "But God, let your will be done, not my will. I'll do whatever you want me to do. But if you call me to do that, I'm all in." And literally 15 minutes later, I got home. I got on the computer, I went on Facebook, and a friend of mine sent me a message on Facebook. He said, "Chris, last night I had a dream about you. You were overseas somewhere, I don't know what country, and you were preaching to a crowd as far as the eye could see."
Wow.
And I just said, "Oh God, your word is true. I just prayed and you're just answering my prayer right now." And so from that day forward, I knew that I would be doing gospel crusades. Well, now fast forward several years went by. I'm in Bible college. I'm just about ready to graduate. And I've got this word in my heart that I'm supposed to work for Daniel Kalenda. I don't know how that's going to come about. Mm-hmm. And literally a few months before graduation, I met with another evangelist, someone you know. I met with Bernie Moore.
Yeah.
For the very first time, he and I sat down and had coffee and we were talking. And he said, "Chris, you know, God's got a big call on your life and ministry."
Love it.
He said, "You know, I was talking with a friend of mine this morning on the telephone, and he's an evangelist, and he was telling me that his personal assistant, it didn't work out with his personal assistant. He needs a new one, and I think you'd be great for the job. His name is Daniel Kalenda."
Look at God.
And so God just divinely connected Daniel and I. They flew me out here to Orlando several times to interview for the job. I got the job. As soon as I graduated, we moved here to Orlando and started serving Daniel and Reinhard. Later, I got promoted to USA Crusade Director and was organizing Reinhard's USA Crusades.
Wow.
And then about 3 years ago, God said, it's time to go. Mm-hmm. It's time to take what you've learned. Yeah. Take this. And you know, when I was there, they trained me. It wasn't like I was just there serving the whole time. Mm-hmm. Daniel and Reiner both knew about my calling as an evangelist, and they were pouring into me mm-hmm. to one day launch out.
For that, yeah.
You know, and it was very selfless of them to do that, because, you know, a lot of times in ministry, we try to hold people and keep them for ourselves. Yeah. But they said, no, go. It's time. That's awesome. So at that moment, when I felt like the Holy Spirit said, it's time to go, they were all in right behind me saying, all right, we're behind you. We believe in you. And we launched out, started doing gospel crusades in India and Sri Lanka. And then this door opened up for us a couple years ago in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. We went into Pakistan. We did a small crusade. Several thousand people got saved in that crusade. And on that...
That in itself amazes me.
Yeah.
I can't hear that Amen. Without like getting excited.
And last year, 2017, we saw more than 124,000 first-time decisions in Pakistan.
Come on, you can do better than that.
In Pakistan.
I'm stuck on this Pakistan thing. Yeah. Y'all give me a chance, but that just blows my mind.
It's
that
incredible.
God's moving like that.
Yeah. And so then last year, at the end of last year, I was praying. I said, oh God, what would you have for this year, for 2018?
Yeah.
And I felt like I heard this number in my mind, 1 million souls. And I thought, that can't be the Lord, because that is just, that is way too big. I mean,
it's too big for God.
It's too big, enough. But I thought it was too big for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not too big for God.
Yeah.
And I heard this in my mind, 1 million souls. And I thought, well, Lord, if you're saying 1 million souls, you better tell me, you better confirm to me that you're saying 1 million souls. I can believe you for 500,000, and that's a big stretch.
Right.
But 1 million souls is almost impossible to think about in that nation. Well, then the next night I went to a meeting, and I was meeting with the pastor after the service in his office. And he said, Chris, what do you believe in God for next year? And I said, Pastor, I'm believing for at least 500,000 souls to come to Christ and at least $500,000 to reach those 500,000 souls. And he said, immediately, he goes, Chris, it's going to be bigger than that, and you're going to get way more money than that. And I said, okay. And I said, all right, Lord, maybe you're talking to me.
Yeah.
Well, that night, I had a dream. And in the dream, Reinhard Bonnke came to me in the dream, and he gave me a check for $1.3 million. And I knew that check would be enough to cover us to reach 1 million people in Pakistan next year in Jesus' name.
Well, we're agreeing with you on that.
Amen. And so the next day, I called up my crusade director in Pakistan. I said, brother, here's what I'm sensing from God. I believe God's saying 1 million souls in Pakistan in 2018. He said, oh, brother. He said, my wife and I were in all-night prayer meeting 2 nights ago. And we were praying for you and Sister Amanda. And God spoke 1 million souls for your ministry in 2018.
I love it.
And so God put us on this course. I literally just got back from my first crusade there just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we had on that crowd, on that field, in a dusty field in Pakistan, more than 200,000 people gathered to hear the preaching of the gospel. I preached the gospel. We had 145,000 first-time decisions for Christ and tons of miracles, signs, and wonders. So God is up to something.
So for every person, whether Christian or in the world, that has said Christianity is on the decline,
come on.
I declare the devil is
He's a liar. Absolutely.
The Church of God is alive and well, and it is on the move. Okay, so with this explosion of evangelism, souls are coming to Christ. Talk to us about the presence of God during these meetings.
Yeah.
And the manifestation of miracles at these meetings.
Well, you know, Mark 16 said that when Jesus sent the disciples out to go out in signs, wonders, and miracles, right? Mm-hmm. And he said that when they preached the gospel, that the miracles would confirm the message.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we see all the way through the book of Acts. And so we're seeing that happen just like that in our meetings. The people come, they're hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear about people around the world, you hear about places like Pakistan and different countries like that, and all you think mentally is all the bad things that happen.
Right.
But you know, there are people there that need Jesus, and they're hungry, and they want to know the truth, and they're desperate for the truth and the reality of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so when we go and we have this opportunity to preach the gospel, they come expecting miracles to happen.
Yeah.
They believe Jesus is a miracle worker.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come with the expectation of that
miracles.
God is going to touch them. But before we pray for them, my heart is to make sure they hear the gospel first.
Yeah.
It's the most important. You can get healed and go to hell.
Right.
But if you don't hear the gospel and have an opportunity to receive salvation, that's on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I make sure they hear the gospel. People it's incredible. You can almost hear a pin drop in the meeting when I'm preaching
just
the gospel.
The hunger.
They're just hungry for the word of God, the truth, and the reality of Jesus Christ. And when I make that altar call, I say, listen, if you've never received Jesus before, if you have, praise God, you're on your way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've never received Jesus before, I want you to raise your hand on the count of three. And I'm telling you, brother, when I tell them that and I count to three, it's just a wave of salvation. 70, 80, 90% of the crowd lifting their hands, coming to Jesus. We have the pastors then following up with them after the crusade to get them into the local church to be discipled.
That's so important.
Oftentimes we're buying thousands of Bibles to give out to brand new believers, people who have no Bibles, so that they can begin reading the Word of God. And it's absolutely incredible what God is doing. And then the fun part starts, right? Well, that's the fun part for me. As an evangelist, I love preaching the gospel.
Yes,
but I also love giving people the opportunity to be healed of their physical diseases. You know, in these countries, they don't have medical care like we do here.
No.
And so when they're sick, they're desperate.
Yes, Jesus or nothing.
This Jesus or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had a lady a couple crusades ago. She was not a Christian, from a different religion. She she had this terrible disease all the way through her body, some kind of like lupus or some sort of arthritis. It caused terrible pain nonstop all the time, night and day. And she went to all these doctors to get healed.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors told her there's no cure.
Mm-hmm.
We can't cure you. We don't know what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And her friends, who were also not Christians, told her maybe you should consider going to the witch doctors. Maybe they can heal you. And so she was about to go to the witch doctors when she heard an advertisement for our crusade on the television. And she said, maybe that Jesus that they talk about can heal me. So she bought a bus ticket. She traveled all day, all the way across the country to come to a meeting that I was preaching at. She got there, not a Christian, heard me preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, gave her life to Jesus Christ. And then when we prayed for her, she got radically healed, came up on stage and testified about how Jesus had healed her and saved her.
I love it.
It's incredible.
God is moving throughout the world.
Yeah.
And I've been traveling internationally for a little over 10 years, and I'm seeing in Paris, France, Evangelist Bunky was just there. This is a 20,000 member church.
Wow.
And there's 20,000 people there on Sundays.
Yeah.
Hungry for God.
Yeah.
God's moving throughout the Caribbean. He's moving throughout Africa. He's moving all around the world.
Mm.
In just about 60 to 90 seconds, what is the word of the Lord for the body of Christ in America?
Hunger.
Hunger. Talk to us about it.
Man, I believe God is bringing a hunger into people.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for church as usual, but really for the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I believe people want to genuinely experience God. They want to experience the power of God. They want to experience the Spirit of God. They want to know who is Jesus for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I go around talking to people about Jesus, I ask them, what do you know about Jesus? And they tell me, that's the first question I ask people when I do evangelism. They tell me, I don't really know anything about Jesus. People here are hungry to know who he is because they've never heard about him for real in the first place.
The for real Jesus.
Yeah.
So what do we do as the body of Christ as a whole to generate hunger in the world that is around us?
I think we've got to get the gospel out of the four walls of the church.
So the gospel will work for itself.
Absolutely.
And I think you got to really catch that because we're so clever and so crafty with our strategies and how to get the gospel works for itself.
Absolutely.
If we just lift him up,
yeah.
However we do that,
yeah.
You can just walk by someone and go, "Whoo, Jesus." It don't matter how you lift him up. If you lift him up,
yeah.
He's going to draw men
Come on.
Back to himself.
Absolutely.
Somebody clap your hands and give God some praise. Listen. I just felt this a few minutes ago when you were talking. A lot of people watching today have been praying for household salvation to come to their family, their loved ones. But how many of you know when you pray for something and it doesn't come to pass, you don't see it happen. It you know, weeks turn to months, months turn to years. It can dishearten you. It can discourage you in your faith. But as you were talking today, and I felt it even in my own heart for my family, and I feel people that are watching today, that faith to believe for household salvation
yeah.
is being stirred up. I
Amen.
Feel it kicking in somebody
Amen.
Today. So would you take 30 seconds, look into that camera, and let's pray for household salvation.
Yeah.
May this day be the day, and may this year be the year of the salvation of all.
Amen.
Let's pray, would you?
Yeah. Father, we just thank
Come on,
you
let's
right
pray
now
you.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for each and every person watching. Lord, those that have unsaved family members, we call them home
yes.
now in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that they will be saved. Lord, we thank you that you are filling mouths that are watching with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they will take the gospel to their family members, to their
yes.
loved ones,
yes.
to those that are in their household, and they'll share the word of the Lord with their friends, with their
name.
Family members, and with those lost loved ones. And Lord, we pray that they come home in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that you're even drawing them right now.
Yeah.
The Bible says nobody comes to the Lord unless the Spirit draw them. Holy Spirit, we ask that you draw them home right now in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody shout yes. Come on.
Amen.
Receive that prayer as a prayer for your life. Come on.
Amen.
Praise him like you believe your family is about to meet Jesus.
Amen.
You know, we were talking about this in one of our men's meetings a few months or weeks ago, and the question came up, how do we pray about household salvation?
Yeah.
Because it is a little bit tricky in the sense that God doesn't ever overpower people's will.
Yeah.
He loves us enough to allow us to choose.
Yeah.
So we can't pray for someone's mind or will to be changed.
Right.
The Bible tells us that's witchcraft.
Right.
But we know the Bible says that it's God's will that all men
yes.
would be saved. So we pray for that perfect will of God
yeah.
to be made manifest in our family members,
yeah.
in their lives. And we can pray and should pray that our family members have encounters with Jesus.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you feel that? Whether
yeah.
it's someone that shares with them at work or whether they come to a church or whether Jesus himself begins to show
Absolutely.
Up and reveal himself to people. I've heard so many testimonies from Muslim countries
yeah.
where people are in their living room or wherever getting ready to pray.
Yeah.
And they're asking this man in the room, "Who are you? Who lets you in?" And he tells them, "My name is Jesus."
Yeah.
Now, if you don't get saved after that, come on, somebody. I'd like to just put him up here on Sunday mornings
come
and
on.
Say, "My name is Jesus." Man, altar calls will be easy.
Yeah.
But we need to pray, and I believe that's the season we're coming into, for divine visitations, divine manifestations of
yeah.
the person and the presence
Absolutely.
Of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And I believe we are getting ready to see one of the greatest waves of salvation
Amen.
And deliverance that we have ever seen before.
Absolutely.
We have just a minute or two left.
Sure.
I know that you see that.
Yeah.
You're sensing that.
Yeah.
Would you just speak that to us and
yeah.
let it drop into your spirit? Those of you that are watching, let this ignite a fire in your spirit. Let it spark your faith. I want you to declare and decree today that revival is on mm-hmm. its way to our nation.
Amen.
It's on its way to our world, and we are going to see one of the greatest harvests of
Amen.
Souls we've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Come on, declare it, evangelist.
Yeah. You know, I feel it right now, and I've felt it for a long time, that God is doing a move in America, in our world, and it is going to be the greatest wave of salvation. I believe it's going to be the wave of salvation that
yeah.
brings Jesus
yeah.
back to the earth. He's not coming back for a bride that is crippled and weak and broken. He's coming back for a spotless bride in Jesus' name, and it's going to take the Church of Jesus Christ getting out of the four walls of the church and
yes,
bringing
is.
The revival to the people. You know, we haven't had revival revivals that way before. Right. They've always been come in. But I believe this next revival is a revival of those coming in, getting filled up and going out.
In Jesus'
name. And so I believe that's coming in Jesus' name.
And I want to thank you for all that you're doing. It's hard to believe, and I don't remember if you shared this, but he has only been saved for 11 years. And he is shaking Pakistan for Jesus.
Amen.
I've been saved for 38, and I'm still trying to shake something. But we honor you, and we thank God for what
it's
he's doing. And I want you to know that as a church, and me and Christina personally, we're on your team, man, and we're behind you. It's our mission statement here at New Beginnings to be a local church with a global reach. So we're all about global missions. We're all about global evangelism. So we pray for God's continued strength, his grace, and his mercy to be on you and all that you do. Could we let Evangelist Chris Mickelson know one more time how much we love and appreciate him? And we are so thankful for every one of you that are watching today. You know, I believe that you've been blessed and you've been encouraged. And if you weren't, well, that's on you. That's your own fault. Because we heard some incredible praise reports, incredible testimonies today of what God is doing around the world. And I want you to know that we appreciate you and we value our relationship and our friendship with you. And here, the entire staff of New Beginnings, we really do take time to pray for you. And we encourage you to pray for us, because that's what friends are for. That's what being a part of a family is all about. And I want to encourage you, whatever it is that you're going through in your life today, remember, you're just going through it. And not only are you coming out, but when you come out, you're coming out bigger, better, and stronger with a fresh oil and a fresh anointing on your life. We're believing God for miracles to be released in your life. Come on, New Beginnings, clap your hands and let them know. We take this thing very, very seriously. Don't forget, stay in contact with us. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of our social media address information is there for you on the screen. And of course, we'd love to hear from you, your prayer requests. My wife and I personally pray over every prayer request that comes in. And we look forward to the opportunity to lift you up by name and to agree with you for God to do whatever it is you need him to do in your life. So get that prayer request to me right away. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We love you. And until we see you again, may God bless you. Come on, let's clap our hands and give him one more shout of praise. See you next time. The New Beginnings. Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Carlos. So, Pastor Brian, come here a second, if you would. Y'all doing good?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
I got some stuff stirring up. Give me that sound we like. I want to do one more program with his blessing. And I want to do 15 minutes, just 15 on the clock, and we'll drop in Altar America at the end of it. Okay? What I feel like doing, and this is for you as well as for them, so I want you to engage here. Thanks for flowing with me.
Yeah, bro.
I want to make this more of a time of ministry and prayer, and we'll run the programs back to back. But we're going to take a few minutes when I open to really encourage people to get their prayer requests to us. And I don't know if Dot's in here, but I'd like a stack. If someone could get me a stack of our prayer requests from the last week or two, I'd like to have those up here. We're going to start this in just a minute. When I said that about taking prayer requests seriously, we really do. There's not a prayer request that comes in. I get them all on my phone. Some weeks it's hard to keep up with them, and some weeks no one's asking for prayer at all.
Yeah.
But we take it very seriously, and we do pray for people. We pray for you. You guys know that. We pray for you. And we take what we feel is a great responsibility to pray for people. It takes a lot of courage to get on a computer or to call and say, I'm hurting and I'm suffering.
Yeah.
And our ministry is a ministry of healing, not just physical healing, but emotional healing. And I believe, please hear me, that over these next few minutes, God is not only going to begin to move in certain areas and situations in your life, not only is he going to touch your heart, but he's going to use this time of ministry to reach deep into people's hearts. My wife and I were in the Bahamas a few months ago, and we were going through TSA, and two ladies, TSA agents, when we got through the metal detector, they pulled us off. They said, we need to interview you for a moment. That's never good news. So they brought us over the side. They said, "We're so sorry. We said we had to interview you, but we watch you on TBN all of the time. And we just wanted to tell you." The lady said, "My daughter is 16 years old, ran away from home. I was flipping through TBN the other day, and you said somebody's daughter has ran away from home. She's on drugs, but she's coming back, mother." Wow. "In Jesus' name." She said, "In 3 days from that program, she came back."
Come on.
And she said, "I want to take a picture with you." And, you know, you might think, "Oh, because she recognizes us." She said, "No, I want to show my daughter the face of the man that prophesied her return back home." This is why we do these things. You know, this is why we do that. So could it be that someone is going to be watching today? A bondage is going to break. Deliverance is going to come. Cancer is going to go. Peace and joy is going to be restored. We take these moments seriously. And as you water through your support and your prayer, God is going to water you tonight. And Father, I thank you for the next few minutes. You would so anoint us. Carlos, you're going to play behind me this whole program. I pray that you would so anoint us tonight. Let our words be quick and powerful because they're your words. Let them be sharp. Let them be words that break down what needs to be broken down. Let them build up what needs to be built up and restored. And Lord, for every person that's here in this room, every person that's watching on Facebook Live, and every person that will watch on TBN Salsa, we thank you in advance. Healing is going to come.
Yeah.
Deliverance is going to come.
Yeah.
Restoration is going to come. We declare it and we decree it in the name that is above every other name. Name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Everybody said amen,
amen
and amen. Can we clap our hands and give God one more shout of praise? When we open the program, we don't need to clap. We don't need to shout. You stay with me until I tell you to go somewhere else. Are y'all ready? Are you feeling the presence of the Lord? Are y'all ready? 3, 2, 1. Well, a big God bless you and a warm welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Jonathan Miller, your host and the pastor of what I believe is a great church here in Orlando, Florida, New Beginnings Church. And I've got some of our folks with us here in our studio audience, and I'm so thankful that y'all are here. Are you guys glad to be here today? Come on, give God some praise. We have already been in the presence of God. We've been singing, we've been worshiping, and we have felt impressed. We have felt a leading from God's Spirit that He's going to do something very significant over these next few minutes. I'm glad to have our special guest back with us. He was with us last week. Evangelist Chris Mickelson is here. Can we give him another big God bless you and welcome him back to New Beginnings?
Good to be here.
Glad you are here. And listen, when you were here with us last week, the testimonies of what God is doing in Pakistan, a place that you normally wouldn't think of as a hotbed for evangelism, but God is moving. Just remind everybody the numbers. You know, people say numbers don't matter. They matter an awful lot to God. He wrote a book called Numbers.
Yeah.
Numbers matter. And if you don't think numbers, as far as souls getting saved, doesn't matter to God, you don't know God the way that you should.
That's right.
Numbers matter.
Yeah.
How many people were coming to these crusades?
Our last crusade, we had over 200,000 people in attendance.
Did you hear that? 200,000 people.
And 145,000 people got saved in that meeting.
That's a good chunk of the crowd. God is moving all around the world.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, nations are opening, and there is a cry from the hearts of mankind to meet Jesus.
There is.
Not a Jesus that has been falsely represented. Sometimes Christians are the worst representatives of Jesus. But a Jesus that is a real God, a living God, the Jesus that we read about in our Gospels, healing, miracle-working, ever-loving, ever-forgiving Savior.
Amen.
Your life's work, your passion and obsession in life is revealing Jesus to people.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him a question that should be the easiest question for any pastor or preacher to answer. Unfortunately, not very many can, but I know you can.
Mm.
In 30 seconds, who is he? Who is
he? He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's our Savior, our soon coming King. He is our deliverer, our healer, our Savior. He's the one that we can go to with everything that is going on in our lives, and he can change us from the inside out, and he loves us eternally.
Hey. He's our hope. He's our strength.
He's our strength.
He's our anchor.
Absolutely.
He's our eternity.
Yeah.
He's our peace,
That's our joy,
our shield, our buckler, the lifter of our head, our high tower, our rock, our defense.
Amen.
He's our redeemer.
That's right.
He's our ransom.
Amen.
He's our reward. In case y'all don't know, we're talking about Jesus. And when we just say those things, man, you get excited. I get excited. You get excited. You get excited because he's a living person.
Yeah.
And because he's alive, he still heals, he still saves, he still delivers.
That's right.
We're going to take some time in just a moment to minister to the people that are watching today. Miracles can happen.
Absolutely.
They can happen on programs just like this.
Yeah.
A little bit ago, I was sharing the testimony of a woman in the Bahamas that worked for TSA, stopped my wife and I as we were going through. And she said, I wanted to just shake your hand and take a picture with you because you were on TV the other night. Said a woman was watching whose teenage daughter ran away from home. My daughter ran away the night before. She's 17, strung out on drugs. You said she was coming home, and then 3 days later, she came home. So what God does in these moments and what we declare on his behalf, honey, it can change everything.
Amen.
It works. It works.
Amen.
And so we want to just minister to people that need physical healing, that need restoration.
Yeah.
But before we do, just another couple minutes building faith. I want to hear what are the two greatest testimonies of physical healing that you've witnessed in your ministry as you've traveled?
Yeah. Well, the greatest miracle of all is salvation.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
That's an easy answer.
Yeah.
But no, in terms of physical healing, we've just seen incredible things. At the last crusade that we were at, we had a man who is 30 years old. When he was 6 years old, he was diagnosed with polio. He was crippled for 24 years, never walked in his life for 24 years. For 24 years, couldn't walk. Somebody carried him on their back to the crusade. He couldn't walk at all. Jesus touched him, healed him. He got up and walked around, came up on stage, and he and I walked together on stage, taking some of his very first steps in Jesus.
24 years.
Yeah.
What was his face like? What was his expression?
Oh, he was just undone. He was just overwhelmed that he was walking now. I mean, it's hard to communicate what God did in that moment and the joy that he had.
Give us one more.
You know, we've seen incredible deliverance. We've seen a lot of miracles. I mean, we've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears hear. We've seen all kinds of things. Cripples walking. You know, it's hard to even really think. We've seen a lot of deliverance. People bound by demons getting totally set free in Jesus' name. There's a really neat story I love to tell of a man who was in Houston, Texas. Can you believe God can do miracles
even in Houston, Texas?
But you know, a lot of times we hear about these miracles in overseas, in Africa, in Pakistan, in whatever country. And I hear people say it all the time. They say, well, they're more desperate there, so the miracles happen. Or they don't have medical facilities, so God is more gracious with them.
Right.
Or we say a lot of things. But you know, the same Holy Spirit that's doing the miracles in Pakistan can do them right here in America as well in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
And so we had a man who came to a meeting in Houston that I was speaking at. He was, I think, about 84 years old. He was in his 80s. He was crippled from a stroke for 4 years. The right side of his body was partially paralyzed. He could walk with a walker, but he had to drag his right leg behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been that way now for 4 years. And just thought, you know what? It's old age. Huh. I'm getting old. It's part of being old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And after I preached the gospel, I began praying for the sick. And while I was praying, I felt stirred to tell the people, you're never too old or too young to get a miracle. God can heal you no matter what age you are.
Yeah.
And when he heard that, he said, you know what? I've been believing a lie the last 4 years that this is old age. This is just part of getting old. He said, I claim my miracle in Jesus' name. We prayed over the crowd, over all of the people. And Jesus touched that man. He was completely healed, started walking back and forth across the stage, crying, praying in tongues. God radically touched him.
Love it.
He came and shared his testimony.
about how Jesus has healed him. And he said, with tears gushing out of his eyes, he said, I'm never going back to believe in the way that I used to believe.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I thought that was just incredible, and it is. But then the next day, the pastor texts me. He said, Chris, you never believe what happened. I said, what happened? He said, you remember that guy from last night, the 84-year-old man? I said, yeah, what happened? He said, this morning, he woke up with his hearing aids out of his ears, and he realized he could hear just fine without his hearing aids. So not only did God heal him physically of his... you know, physical ailment. We didn't even pray for his ears to be open. Of course, I always pray for ears to open, but he didn't realize Jesus had also touched his ears.
Hey, this is the Jesus that we serve.
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
This is the Jesus that we're going to call on today.
Yeah.
This is the one in whom we access the goodness and the mercy of God Almighty. This is the Jesus who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus who still wants to heal.
Yeah.
He loves to heal. He loves to touch. He loves to deliver. And we're going to pray over you in just a moment. And we're going to pray over these prayer requests that have come in over the past few days here to our ministry. I often tell you that when you send a prayer request to our ministry, you don't become another name, another number, statistic, or an address that's just simply added to our database. My wife and I take this very seriously, and we pray over every prayer request that comes in. And we want to pray for you specifically. You know, often in programs like this, and we've done it before, we pray what I call a blanket prayer.
Yeah.
You know, everyone that's watching that needs healing, if they need restoration, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But I want the opportunity to be able to pray for you by name. I want to call out whatever that issue may be, and I want to stand in agreement with you that God is going to move that mountain. He's going to meet that need. He's going to give you the miracle that you need in your life. But I can't do that unless you reach out and give me that prayer request. We're going to put some information for you on the screen. You can call that phone number right there. Someone will be happy to receive your call, pray with you, pray for you. You can also send that prayer request through email. That email address is on the screen. Or if you'd like to send me a letter in the mail, our physical address is on the screen there as well. But I want you to get that to me as soon as you can so I can begin to pray with you and to pray for you. We believe that miracles still happen.
Absolutely.
And we believe that miracles are going to happen even over these next few minutes. So quickly, get that prayer request to me. I feel the stirring of God's Spirit, and I feel that faith has come alive today in people's hearts.
Amen.
We share these testimonies to give people encouragement to know. Bible says God is no respecter of persons.
Yeah.
So if he did it for those people that he's talking about, the woman in the Bahamas that I was talking about, if he did it for them, my friend, not only can he, but he will do it for you. I feel faith is alive right now. Our ability to believe for the unbelievable and to expect God to do the impossible.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord is here. The hand of God is on you. God is using you in Pakistan. He's using you all across America and around the world to not only bring salvation, but to bring the message of healing.
Yeah.
As the Lord leads you, as he puts into your heart the needs of those that are watching today, look into that camera and let's agree today for physical healing, the release of miracles and breakthrough. And those of you in our studio audience, lift your hands, lift your voice, and let's touch God today and believe he'll touch us in return.
Yeah.
Let's pray.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for each and every person here and everyone watching. In the name of Jesus, we come against every demonic spirit, every curse that is over your life. Be broken right now in the name of Jesus. I even feel right now there's people you're watching. You've been bound because you've gone to witch doctors. You've been bound because you've dabbled in the demonic. We break those curses
in the name of
Jesus. In Jesus' name right now. We come against every spirit of infirmity. Go now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for signs, wonders, miracles now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blind eyes opening right now. Deaf ears hearing in Jesus' name. Mute tongues speak in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for mental illnesses being reversed right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Be healed right now in
Jesus'
name.
Yes.
Think clearly right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those that are broken, those bodies that are broken, backs that are broken. We just command healing to come forward. right now in Jesus' name. Those that are crippled, you will rise up and walk in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we thank you for touching them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Be healed of every sickness. Be healed of every disease. Be healed of every infirmity. Organs be healed. Tumors go right now in Jesus' name.
Go.
I curse
go.
Cancer in the name of Jesus.
Go.
We come against all forms of cancer. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for touching them. Every part of their body being healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for those that are lost coming home. Lord, we pray now. If you're not saved, come to Jesus right now. Just say, Jesus, come in and save me, heal me, deliver me, set me free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you for it. Thank you for touching them now. And Lord, I just pray for those that are bound with fear.
Yeah, break it.
We break fear in the name of Jesus Christ.
No.
Lord, we pray you just come in, touch them, and bring faith into their life right now in Jesus' name. That faith arise and every enemy be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And amen. And I feel today that I need to tell you that turnaround is on its way. I know it's hard for me to say that, and I'll tell you why. So many people use it as a cliche, every service, every sermon, turnaround. No, but I'm telling you, I feel a shifting in the spirit that has just taken place. We went through a situation in my family for 18 years, and one day God put his foot down and he said, enough is enough. I'm going to reverse this thing. And I feel like somebody that's watching today, you're at that moment where God's about to put his foot down. He's about to flip this thing. He's about to reverse it. I declare what the enemy meant for your evil, for your destruction. God is working it out for your good in Jesus' name. I feel like marriages are going to be restored.
Yeah.
Families that have been separated for whatever reason it may be, God is going to erase the space. He's going to take away the distance, and he's going to put your family back together. He's a restoring God. He's a restoring Jesus. And I speak restoration to you today in the name of Jesus. And right now, Evangelist Chris, if you would, lay your hands on these prayer requests. These have come in from not only America, but all around the world. It's not too late for you to get your prayer requests in. If we're not able to pray for it on this program, we will be praying for it another time, so make sure you get it in. But as we lay our hands on these prayer requests, as you in the studio audience, lift up your voice. Let's pray for miracles to be released.
Yeah, Lord, we just thank you for each and every person that's rode in. Lord, we pray right now, miracles be released in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for their faith, Lord, that they took the time and the effort and the belief, God, to just write in and say, you know what, maybe Jesus can heal me.
Yes.
Lord, we pray right now, you touch them now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for strength to come into their body. Lord, we thank you that families are going to be restored. Marriages are going to be restored.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, that lost loved ones are going to turn and they're going to come back to Jesus. Lord, we just thank you in advance for every single miracle in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for it. And we consider it done right now. In Jesus' name.
Come on, let's clap our hands and give God some praise. We believe, we receive.
Amen.
When we ask and when we say it.
Yeah.
And my friend, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And thank you for all you're doing for the kingdom of God. We love this man, don't we? Can we give him another big hand of love and appreciation? Now listen, I want to encourage you to go on social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Our social media addresses are there for you on the screen. I want to encourage you to follow me. If you do, I'll follow you back. We can connect, build a relationship together. Social media is a great opportunity for us to share a little bit of our lives with you. And you'll see a lot of family moments, where we're at, what we're up to. And I'll warn you in advance, you also see a lot of pictures of restaurants and plates of food. I travel a lot, and I'm with preachers all the time, which means we're eating. But it's also a great way for you to stay up to speed, stay connected with everything going on here at New Beginnings, our special services, our speakers, the initiatives that we're a part of. And of course, it gives you an opportunity to go with me as I travel all around the world preaching Jesus. We do over 225,000 miles a year, and I'd like to invite you along for the ride. So why don't you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook? I'll follow you back. I'm looking forward to connecting. And I'd also like to encourage you, if you've enjoyed today, if you've been blessed, take a minute to either mention me, the church, or the program. program on your social media pages, give us a shout out. We'll retweet it. We'll like it. I promise you that. And Evangelist Chris Mickelson's information is also there for you on the screen. Follow him. Get connected with him. Bless his ministry. Support his ministry. Believe me, he's doing an incredible work for Jesus. So follow him and support him as best as you can. And thanks for being with us today. Don't lose what happened over this moment. The enemy might try to attack. He might try to come against you, but you hold on to the fact that something happened today. Contend for your breakthrough. Fight for your miracle. You have a good Father that wants to bless you, that wants to heal you, and wants to touch you. And I look forward to seeing you next time for New Beginnings right here on Your TV and Salsa. Bye-bye. Let's clap our hands and give another shout of praise.
Thank you for tuning in to New Beginnings Podcast. If you want to connect with us or find out about our location and service time, visit our website at orlandonewbeginnings.com. If you are in need of prayer, email us at office@orlandonewbeginnings.com. Thank you for listening.